happy to help, eventually, Tom Gates, Book 20, written by Liz Pichon and read by Matthew Bainton.
That sounds dramatic. Did Storm Delia cause any other damage?
I can see someone's washing scattered around, and what looks like a pair of pants is stuck at the top of a tree, blowing in the wind.
So someone in Oakfield Town will be wondering where their pants are this morning. Thanks for calling, Mr. Ricado.
The radio presenter laughs. Brilliant. My pants are on the radio now. That's all I need. Tom, your pants are famous. They've become a talking point. Delia laughs like I should be pleased about it. This is embarrassing, I sigh. Honestly, Tom, it's only local radio. No one will be listening. Everyone's got far more important things to worry about. The library roof being damaged, for one thing, Dad tells me.
Come on, go and get ready for school. You don't want to be late. It's still windy outside, Mum says.
All that time spent washing cars and sweeping leaves is worse than before. I get my bag ready, then say bye to everyone. I'll try not to think about my pants being stuck in the tree while I'm in school. None of my friends will have heard Mr. Ricado on the radio, I'm sure. I'll meet Derek and keep focused on the art box of our dreams. At least my pants are quite high up, so no one's going to notice them.
Look, Tom, how funny is that?
Derek says when he sees me. Oh. There's a group of kids standing under the tree, pointing and staring up at my pants. Of course they are.
It must have been the storm last night. It was really bad and kept me awake, he adds.
I didn't hear it. Shall we go?
Don't you want a closer look?
Derek asks me.
No, I'm good, thanks. Imagine if they were your pants stuck at the top of the tree, waving and flapping around like that.
Derek laughs. I don't have to imagine, I whisper.
They are your pants, aren't they?
They might be. They look familiar. Derek is sympathetic, but also thinks it's hilarious.
I won't tell anyone,
he assures me. It's still windy as we walk to school, so I suggest we stop off at the corner shop for a packet of cheese puffs to add to my lunchbox. As we reach the shop, we see a news sign which says,
Delia hits Oakfield Town. Storm disaster.
Why is the storm named after your sister?
Derek asks. It's tradition for storms to be given names. Delia's not happy about it, I tell him.
Did you hear about the library roof falling in?
Great Manor School have already started a campaign to fix it, Derek lets me know. Where did you hear that? I ask.
It was on the radio. Mr. Ricado was interviewed about it. He talked about your pants in the tree too.
I was hoping no one would notice, I tell him, then open the cheese puffs as I can't wait until lunchtime.
Do you think our school will have a campaign to raise money for the library like Great Manor School has?
Wonders Derek. We'll find out in assembly. Mr. Keane will probably make a big announcement then, I tell him.
Hello, Oakfield School, though I can't actually see you through my eyebrows.
Derek does his excellent impression of Mr. Keane. It's like he's actually here.
Ha ha!